Welcome to Vigilante News Press Radio, where we are tired of government corruption, the UN infiltration of our U.S. sovereignty, whorish prostitute media corruption, secret globalist meetings, Masonic Luciferians, and the perversion of our local justice system. We will expose you, every single one of you. If you're wondering what we're about, well, when authoritarians, especially the ones who bow to Masonic symbols and occult idols, when they pretend they are pious and revel in the nitpicky control freak power trips, which they like to impose onto the public, while they themselves are morally defunct and in secret are vile creatures swimming around in a cesspit of scum and pig vomit, we need to expose them. And you need to help us expose them. You can do this by joining our forum. Anyways, seeing it is not the end of the world, and the earth didn't explode, today is the 23rd of December, 2012. If you would like to download this podcast, go to vigilantenewspress.com and click on podcasts. Also, we encourage you to get active in our forum and to become an active vigilante member of our press by helping us to expose the local Red Army socialist brown floaters in your area who like to bow down before occultic symbols. Anyways, I want to thank you for tuning in. I am your host, Shalom Yael. And if you have any feedback or comments, email us at vigilantenewspress@yahoo.com. That is vigilantenewspress@yahoo.com. Also, let us know if you'd like to be a co-host or do an interview or be a guest. Well,
it's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
Well, I wouldn't say I feel fine, but the strange thing about this whole Mayan apocalyptic thing was that it was never about the end of the world. It was about a new age, and it was never about the destruction of our planet. And you know, we know guys like Rod Parsley, widow robbers like him, that enjoy talking about things to bring more disbelief upon Bible believers, as he says things like portals will open on 12/12/12. Him and other guys, it's not just false apostate prophets of a biblical background that go to some theology school that teaches them everything about the Bible, but never really trains them in the words that are actually contained in the Bible, which is a very sad thing. But anyways, it is about a new age and a marker for occultists and the global elitists. It's where the Masonic Luciferians, the elitists in the new age, who are the new age idol worshippers, and the occultist high priesthood that was preserved within the Roman Catholic Church, and its many, many other universal organizations of evil across the globe, and where they want their Messiah to come. It's a marker showing where their Messiah comes, where their king comes and takes the global throne to sit as the world's leader toward the end of the Third World War, designed to have complete control of the minds of the masses. As God's word states, they will create a beast system, or a government system. All beasts in the Bible are markers or referrals to government systems. So they will create a beast system that will control the minds and actions of those among the greatest of the people to the most poor of the people. They will control your buying, trading, and selling, and it will be the ultimate godless tyranny to ever infect humanity. It will be a horrible empire. And just like it's stated from a notorious Masonic icon, sadly from the United States, and he was a leading occultist of his day, Albert Pike, who wrote in his 1871 letter to Mazzini, 45 years before the First World War was initiated, he wrote out their complete plan from the First War to where we are now. Now, I'm not going to go into the first part. You can read that on your own. You can easily Google it, but I'll read out the part he says about the Third World War, because that shows the throneship of their Messiah, their Masonic king, their God. But and being God to them is more, they like their God because their God says they can become God. Now, anyways, I'll go into the thing here. It says, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by agentur of the Illuminati between political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism... Now, let me cut in here to clarify that political Zionists is a way to describe modern Christians and Jews, those who live in and support Israel as both a state and a people, even more so Torah-observant Christians. But anyways, it goes on to say that they will mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on the issue, as it's all going on right now, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. Okay, I'll cut in again. Nihilists are just like atheists. However, it is more of a doctrine that life is pointless and without meaning. So that's what a nihilist pretty much is. Anyways, it goes on, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, their origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obligated to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass and or direction, anxious for an idea, but without knowledge where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. So this is what they want. That was all end what he said. This is what they want, and it is a conspiracy and a demonically planned system. This is not a prophecy. This is a plan. He wasn't saying this is a prophecy that I got from reading tea leaves and meditating out between a lake somewhere. It's flawlessly being fulfilled according to everything they want. They're taking over every single one of our towns. Go to your local town. There's a Masonic temple there, right? Yeah. Read up about what they do in that Masonic temple. And then, you know, you think your pastor that's tending your church that is also a Mason, that it's okay that he's that? Look in the Masonry. Look into it. And if you have any knowledge of occultism, that they can't both do that. I understand some are ignorant, but they can't both serve that and serve God. They can't. They either love the one or hate the other. In a lot of cases, these Mason preachers have been proven to choose their Masonic friends and their Masonic loyalties over the church, and has betrayed the church time and time again. Anyways, I shouldn't have gone off on that. This is a complete attack by what the old school, or my grandpa would call old money, from the most ruthless ancient elitist families. They are most definitely humanists, and they are most definitely thinking they can become like God, that they can become like the Most High. The ones of old, through spirituality, corpse preservation, and alchemy, that thought they can become like God. But the globalists today, through modern technology, which in a way is the same as what their ancestors believed, but what they believed was more naive. We have more technology now that is not based on assumption and weird crystals and all that other nonsense. It's actually based on, you know, actual constructs. Anyways, on today's show, I'm not going much into that because I can, and I really have some in-depth stuff and a lot of information to give you. However, I don't have that much show time to do it. So anyways, on today's show, I'll just be playing a segment of the Alex Jones Show. I think he did it last Friday, where David Icke goes into all this and a little bit about the beginning of the Luciferian Age. And I hope you guys enjoy it. So here it is, and that's Alex Jones and David Icke.
So why have the globalists pushed this date? Well, they are saying it is the launch of their Luciferian era, which is a counterfeit to the true awakening that we do see happening. So everything they do is a counterfeit. And David believes the real awakening flashpoint or jump point is 2015, 2016 from what he's seeing. And I want him to talk about that today, but also the state of the world and what we're facing. We go to break here in a few minutes. David Icke of davidicke.com. Just had over 6,000 people attend a big historic event in London that made international attention. David, great to have you on with us.
Hello, Alex.
There's so much to talk about. You've heard some of my questions, but going out to break here, after we get into my questions, what are some of the things that are front and center with you today?
Well, I just think we're heading, Alex, to a point in the new year in 2013 when so many things are going to come together. We have a president now in a second term. He has no other election to win. We have this fiscal cliff, as they're talking about, and this obvious agenda to push on down the road of the Hunger Games. If people saw that movie, there was a few people absolutely staggeringly rich in a high-tech, top-of-the-range luxury capital, and the rest of the people who were feeding that wealth were actually in abject poverty and under beyond Orwellian levels of control. Now, you know, it was interesting to me because, you know, I follow symbolism a lot and so-called coincidence that Suzanne Collins, who wrote the Hunger Games books, should be in living in that area of Sandy Hook. Same with the connections from that into the Dark Knight Rising movie. Where,
and by the way, it's not just that they renamed it in the new Dark Knight to Sandy Hook. They mailed out to the media attack papers. For those that don't know, we'll talk about this when we come back. Attack papers, orders from Bane of strike points. And in the last one, that area named Sandy Hook was named Hinckley, the shooter of Reagan.
Well, you see, if we get really deep into this, Alex, it's all about the manipulation of the human subconscious mind, which then becomes the conscious mind's perception of reality.
I want to ask you that when we come back, because I don't want you to waste any of this now and then get cut off, David. But absolutely, they do put things in movies like Fox showed the World Trade Center's attacked by a jet hijacked by the government that used a drill to make NORAD stand down to blame the Afghans, the exact 9/11 scenario 6 months before. I want to ask you, David, from your deep research, why they do this. David Icke, straight ahead, davidicke.com, and we'll also talk about his new book that's out, but also the next one coming out. And say what you want about David. He is a trailblazer, and he means what he's saying, and he has really gotten a lot of people to get outside the matrix. And for that, we're eternally grateful to David Icke. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To spend an hour with us on the vaunted December 21st, 2012, than David Icke. And David Icke joins us from England. He is a former champion goalie, a BBC TV and sports national host, head of the Green Party, and now known as one of the, quote, biggest conspiracy theorists. Well, there's David Icke and myself. I mean, that's who people will talk about. And then there's, I mean, kind of when it comes to radio, people like George Norrie. But, I mean, who are the mountains of, quote, conspiracy? There's only three or four people out there. And that's why it's important that those of us that are trying to get people to expand their horizons to expand their awareness of what's going on in this universe outside the globalist artificial box or matrix. That's why it's important that we work together and not be divided. And that's why it's so important that we support the work that David Icke is doing, because the fruits of his work are only good. And, of course, Christ was quoted as saying, you judge a tree by its fruits. And David joins us now. David, first off, because obviously 2012 is more than half over in many time zones in the world. Thankfully, within 12 hours or so, it'll be completely gone. What was behind, from your view, this hype put out by known Illuminati people like Terrence McKenna and countless others in the 70s that this would be this New Age or Luciferian time? And then how was that picked up by the media and made to be a doomsday scenario? Your view on that, and then I want to shift gears into Obama, the guns, but also the subconscious programming going on with people in a trance and your research on how we can unlock people from the trance. Again, David Icke, thank you for joining us.
Okay, Alex. Well, I picked this Mayan 2012 story up a long time ago. I was doing a lot of traveling in America, and in the early days when I came to America in the 1990s, the early mid 1990s, the only people that would put me on, and that was in the smallest room at the end of the day, were like these whole life expos and stuff like that, and New Age type stuff. And so I picked up the story there, because there's two strands of this Mayan myth. One is that today is the end of the world. Well, we keep having ends of the world. And ends of the world, you know, they have many connotations in the subconscious. You know, one is about life being finite. One is about being little me and having no control over events. You know, just being a pawn in the game with no power over it. Oh, will the end of the world come? And, you know, everything else has got control except little me. And the other part of the other strand of the 2012 myth was that there was going to be some grand awakening on this day or around this day, which is closer to the way that I see things. But I just don't see a single day, and I don't see a single year. I think it's a progression. And since I started talking about this in 1990-91, quite demonstrably, there has been a global awakening. It's not as big as we'd like it to be, because we'd like it to be greater. But I was talking to someone last night. I mean, when I think of what I was dealing with in the early 1990s, mid-1990s, even late 1990s, in terms of public interest, public derision, public dismissal, and then you look at what you've got now, it's dreamland. I mean, we need to not get too caught in the you know, the frustration that it's not greater, and lose the fact that how far we have come in this period in terms of awakening people to another view of self in the world and world events on a scale that is unprecedented. So that's a good thing. But this whole idea of an awakening on a day or in a short period of time, I think it's always been a myth. And one of the things that happens when you create something into the so-called future, which is when it's all going to happen, and it's a kind of a New Age equivalent, Alex, of waiting for the cavalry to come, because it's always, well, someone's going to come. I keep seeing this stuff about, you know, nice secret societies and the Far East and military groups in America, that leave it to them. They've got it sorted. It's all holding position. Don't do anything. You don't need to, because it's all going to be sorted out for you.
Yeah, the White Knights, the Nocera Group. I've been hearing that for 20 years, 17 years on air. And the globalist, Brzezinski and others, they are saying that there's a huge awakening and the globalists are in trouble, even in their internal documents. And so they want people, you know, to basically believe that they're powerless. But when we see this giant buildup of police state control, that is the system desperately trying to get humanity back on the reservation.
Yes, I've been saying this for years, Alex, that, you know, the prime reason for this massive imposition and escalation of the Orwellian state globally, it seems to be that they're trying to get more and more power. And of course, on one level they are, but it's more, as I've seen it and I've experienced it over the years, it's more an effort to hold on to the power they've already got. Because as the human mind awakens and expands its sense of the possible, which is what vastly awakening is, instead of, you know, living your life looking through the wrong end of a telescope and seeing everything as I can't, it's impossible, everything's limited, you start to expand your awareness of possibility. And when you do that, everything changes, not least on this level, Alex. If you're looking through the wrong end of a telescope at something like Sandy Hook, you will have no alternative to the official story. Because you haven't got any alternative. If you expand your mind and you expand your awareness to the technique of problem reaction solution, of creating a problem to offer a solution to it, i.e. what's happening now with the attack on gun ownership, then you do have an alternative to the lie, and suddenly the lie is under challenge.
And let me just bring in one piece of evidence. We have a government, and governments caught staging all these other assassinations and killings and Operation Gladio, hundreds of mass shootings and bombings in Europe to take liberties. They've done this before. They passed the 68 Gun Control Act on the backs of RFK, JFK, and MLK, which it's all come out in court, were murdered by elements of the government. The congressional hearing certified Kennedy was a conspiracy, but the mainstream media never reports that. And 90%+ in polls know the government killed Kennedy now. So we've really won in many respects, but the establishment is still in control of the major command centers and is posing and acting like that we are the joke when they are really the joke. How long can that final domino stand?
Well, you know, it will stand as long as people stand for it. You know, in the end, it's about choice. And people in very, very large numbers have made that choice in recent times to open their minds to greater possibilities. What that process needs to do is continue, because what we need to open our minds to is a far, far greater story than it appears to be, even on the face of it. And even when you've opened to problem reaction solution and manufactured gun attacks and manufactured terrorist events. Because what we're dealing with, Alex, is a force hidden from human sight that understands how reality operates, how we interact with it, and how we create it. And it has set up a society through its control of science, not least through funding and peer pressure and all the other stuff that goes on, and through the media and through what we bravely call education, which is keeping from people this understanding of reality that this force has. Thus, if you know how reality works and know how you can manipulate people to perceive the reality you want, and you keep that knowledge from the population, the target population, you're going to have the target population laughing, ridiculing, and dismissing people who stand up and say, this is how reality works and this is what the game is. Let me just explain this in terms of, and this will bring in lots of things, Alex, the Mayan stuff, it will bring in why they put stuff in Hollywood movies and television programs ahead of what they're seeking to create. You know, the reality that we're experiencing every day, people listening to this show now, is so not like we appear to be experiencing it. You stand and look into the night sky, and you'll see all those lights, all those planets and stars, and they talk about billions of light years and all this vast distance. What you are seeing exists in that form only in a few cubic centimeters at the back of your brain, where the brain decodes information in electrical form from a illusory physical reality, which is actually holographic. So if you want to bring down this whole conspiracy, Alex, to its real bottom line, it is about what controls those few centimeters at the back of your brain. Because if they do, by programming your sense of reality, you will perceive and thus manifest in our individual and collective experience what they have programmed us to decode and manifest.
Exactly. They've proven that humans are builders, designers, creators. So they simply program us to then manufacture what they want.
Yes, and this goes much deeper than that for reasons that I'm going to come to, because this is a very, very interesting and vital area of information that we've got into here. And when you expand your mind and you go beyond mind into what I call consciousness, the greater sense of awareness, you're increasing every time you do that your power to control those few centimeters of the brain that are creating visual reality. And therefore, the programming gets harder and harder and harder to impose itself.
No, exactly. And then your mind starts to truly open up, and it is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. All right, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. I want to give the number out if you have a few short questions for David Icke. Kind of add a wild card element to things. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I am your host, Alex Jones. David, shifting gears out of the brain and how the globalists are programming things, and the globalists themselves believe they're getting, you know, spiritual influence to do this. Regardless of whether that's true or not, they believe it. And so it's not kooky whenever, you know, for 20 years you've been pointing this out and more of it is being revealed. But expanding on this, you've been saying, I've been saying, clearly it's there. They're moving with using Al-Qaeda to attack countries while saying give our rights up or Al-Qaeda will kill us. Never before has their propaganda gotten thinner and more obvious, even for people that are not even very conscious. And is that being done on purpose? Why are they getting so sloppy? It's not just you and I and millions of others that are already awake that are seeing this. It's more and more people. I mean, I'm seeing the globalists move forward of their own inertia like a juggernaut, but they're on fire. They're burning down at the same time and moving ahead saying, we don't want your guns. We're just going to confiscate them. They're actually in the news saying that. They're moving forward with forced inoculations. They're moving forward. What's happening?
Well, you see, I've been saying for years, there's a kind of a race on, if you like. They've been aware that this awakening was coming, and therefore they've been preparing for it. And what we're seeing now is a race between them locking everything down to the point where there's no margin. See, this is why they want microchips. It's, in the end, Alex, that those few centimeters at the back of the brain are the key, because the microchipping is about the external, and many other things too, but it's about the external manipulation of a sense of reality. And sense of reality becomes created reality by the brain. And so they're feeding us stuff in Hollywood movies, people say, and it's a good question, you know, if you don't realize how this works, why are they telling us what they want and what's coming in Hollywood movies? Surely they don't want us to know, but they do. They do, because the more that they're feeding that information into the subconscious mind, the more that is becoming the future reality of the subconscious mind, which then becomes the manifest reality of the conscious mind. This is what it's like, putting information into a computer and then pressing enter and it comes up on the screen.
How is it going for them, though? Because the predictive programming of, you know, every children's cartoon, Star Trek's 35 years ago, being about a global, international, UN government, all of that preparation where the future's a dystopia where you have chips in your brain and you're not allowed to have children. And then that's what they then start building. Clearly, that's what Brave New World's all about. Huxley said that that was there to condition us, and he was one of the insiders, as you know. How is it going for them?
Well, I think that, If people read my books in real depth, they'll see a lot of background to the fact that this force which is manifest in our reality through these bloodlines and, you know, these interbreeding so-called elite bloodlines and families. We do not depend upon them. They depend upon us. It's the relationship between humans and this force and their representatives in human form of the parasite to what it's parasiting off, the parasite to the host. Humanity is the host. These are the parasites. We can exist and prosper. My goodness me, we can prosper even more greater than we ever imagined currently without the parasite, but it can't exist without us. And so that energy, which is the parasite's life force, if you like, is low vibrational human emotion. All the emotions around fear and hatred and conflict and frustration and worry and terror. And thus, they have manipulated and constructed global society to create situations that constantly generate those energies. So you can look at Sandy Hook. But we're missing the point if we look at it only on one level. On one level, yes, it's about an excuse to take guns away because of the same reason that they stopped guns and ammunition being owned by Jewish people before they started rounding them up in Germany. Yeah, that's one level.
And on another level, it's going to be used to create copycats, more people shooting schools, because that's the feedback loop, conditioning people to go shoot up schools. This will undoubtedly cause more school shootings.
Yeah, that's another one. Another one is to create what? Emotional trauma collectively in the population, not just in America over Sandy Hook, although obviously much greater there. Because
stay there, stay there. We're talking about psychic vampires with David Icke. Stay with us.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the
David Icke is our guest. We're going to take some of your phone calls coming up here. I wanted to get him on with us during the vaunted December 21st, 2012. But he wanted to finish up with his take on Sandy Hook. I don't cover this a lot, but I have definitely seen it over the years that there were dozens and dozens and dozens, I was going to say hundreds, probably were hundreds, of different shows and FBI training manuals and other things where they talked about planes flying into the World Trade Center. And then Bush came out and said no one had ever heard of such a plan. Then there were drills of the CIA flying the exact same aircraft into the World Trade Center and Pentagon that day. That was in the back of the paper. Yeah, I mean, that's mainstream news. I've made films on the subject showing the news articles and clips. We know there was a NORAD stand down. Well, 6 months before, on Fox Entertainment Television, the spinoff of The X-Files, The Lone Gunman, with Dean Haglund and others, who's been in studio here many times, five, six times, over the years, after that event, the government hijacks a jet by remote control, claiming Arab terrorists are on it, to fly it in the World Trade Center. They use an anti-terrorism drill as the cover for the attack inside government, in case other parts of the government find out. That's how real terror attacks are bootlegged. To attack the World Trade Center to then blame it on Afghanistan and invade. And there were countless other things. The brother of the Oklahoma governor at the time wrote a book that came out close to a year before Oklahoma City where a Tom McVeigh bombs the federal building. And then it starts a huge roundup of right-wingers. This is the kind of stuff that just happens over and over again. And I know throughout history, the establishment likes to leave calling cards so they can brag to each other. That's kind of the surface. But Anton LaVey, I studied The Globalist. I studied some of what Aleister Crowley wrote, but I went back to stuff for 1,000 years old, 500 years old, Jewish mysticism, Babylonian mysticism, and looked, and it's all the same thing. And they believe, they call it lesser magic. That's what David Icke's talking about. If you do it's what voodoo is, a model of somebody, and then you stab it, and then it makes them actually get hurt. And whether it's real or not, I don't believe in stuff like that, that it's actually the doll doing it. something spiritual is happening or something in a plane we don't understand, to put it, say, in layman's terms. You know, they know sixth sense is there. It's been scientifically proven. They know birds and things know days before a hurricane even forms or an earthquake. They have these cells in their brains that pick up magnetic information. They've proven humans have these. They know birds follow these magnetic lines. Well, then you find out all these cultures built temples on these lines. So the ancients know what we've now been hidden. And if you, Anton LaVey talks about it, doesn't matter even if you don't believe in magic, you know, this stuff still works. Well, whatever the case is, whether it does or doesn't, they believe in it. So this is why, and I said Dark Knight Rises, I said it's going to cause mass shootings and stuff. I said that on air, on record, because I could see the programming just watching it. And then how they leaked the thing where Bane says the fire goes up and all that. I said, this is calling for a revolution of violence to disarm us. Now, Bane, and Adon Salazar wrote an article about this. The company that put it out, and we're going to David, since he brings it up, I want to back him up here, sent out to key media and people a scroll that looks hand-drawn on the outside with orders from Bane to strike certain areas. And the strike point is Sandy Hook in fictional Gotham. Now, the same map was in the last one as a strike point, but the same area that was Sandy Hook was called Hinckley. And we're all freaked out because now we're finding there's names of lone assassins and things all over this. Now, that could be a coincidence. But when it's then the actual new assassin that happens, something really is going on here. Now, coincidence, yeah, one in a billion, one in a trillion. It's like they ran a drill of the exact same bus and exact same trains being bombed on the exact same time. Look this up. It's on BBC News on 7/7. Now, David, I'm going to shut up. You've got the floor on the subject. Then I want to get to some calls and some other issues.
Well, voodoo is very straightforward, and all this stuff is very straightforward. When you create a hologram in a studio, the information that creates the apparently three-dimensional form is in a waveform. And when you look at it, it looks like a fingerprint. It's just wavy lines. But you fire a laser at the wavy lines, and suddenly, and apparently, the best of them anyway, an apparently solid three-dimensional form appears miraculously in front of you. And, you know, we've seen holographics is being used more and more in stage shows and conferences and all this stuff, and on television. And so if you can get to the waveform level of everything, let's keep it simple and say, keep it simple, the electromagnetic field of everything, then you get through to the holographic projection. Therefore, voodoo is focusing the mind. The doll doesn't do anything. The doll is simply a focus of attention that represents the target. And by focusing attention on the doll, and what you're doing is you're focusing attention on the electrical magnetic field of the doll, you can connect that frequency-wise, vibrational-wise, to your target. They become, in effect, one field. So what you do to the doll then gets transferred to the target through the electromagnetic field. This is how it's done. And this is the level of awareness of reality that those behind that we see as obvious orchestrators of this stuff, they're still artisans and oil rags if you can actually see them. That's what they are doing. And so the more that they can affect that field in terms of your emotional state, your perception state. See, with Sandy Hook, very, very quickly, one of the other expressions of this is that virtually every parent, after that happened, when they leave their children at school the next day, or the next day, and the next day, they're thinking, "Will I see them again?" Now, of course, on a statistical chance alone, I mean, it's so minute, it's unbelievable. But it's so big in their psyche and in their emotional traumatic reaction that it becomes a question of, will I see them again? And that is anxiety, which is constantly being generated into the field. A war, a pepper bombing a city is a massive injection of this emotional fear, anxiety, terror that these people feed off. And answering a question earlier, Alex, you know, how is it going for them? Imagine that to eat, to have sustenance, to survive, you had to have a target population or a target person acting in certain ways. Because if they don't, food source is finished. Well, that's a certain kind of panic. And when you start to see people in greater and greater numbers starting to awaken and act in ways that are denying that food source and are starting to see how it works, then that anxiety is increased and increased and increased. And what I'm seeing with this massive push from all directions, plus the fact that it's being done with almost so little cover now, that to me is absolute blind bloody panic. And therefore, we need to keep the pressure on. When they come to us and start trying to demonize us for standing up for things that they don't want, we just have to stand firm, because in the end, and this is what is being shown to be done, if we don't stand down and we keep putting this information out, the information is so powerful in its effect in the end. Why? Because it's true. And true.
Well, I've seen this. I agree. I've seen this a million times when you're dealing with bad police. Not all police. They're trying to twist them, though. A lot of police are resisting it. When you're scared of government people, they feed and get more wound up and more crazy. When you laugh at them genuinely from a place of no fear or talk to them like they're children, they absolutely run.
They don't know what to do. Because they are in a mode, even those that are totally unaware, they're just a certain personality type, which the authorities love to recruit. They are a computer program, Alex. They're software, and a computer program reacts to programming. So its programming is, I have a uniform on, people are intimidated by me. I must be respected and obeyed because of what I am. And when you laugh in their face, because they're little boys in short trousers, really, you see these TSA people, you know, take your uniform off, mate. Where's your power? You know, your power's in your uniform, it's not in you. You know, go and get another job. Where's your power? Gone. It's in the uniform, which is just an extension of the state. It's like a uniform is like another electromagnetic field they put on themselves, and suddenly, oh, they're powerful now. Take it off. It's gone.
No, it is. It's all symbolism. It's all cloaks. I mean, they've done all the psychological studies where you put someone in a different outfit, they behave like the outfit.
Yeah, and it's like when you laugh at them or you're not intimidated by them, or you give them the law that you know better than they do, they can't hack it. They just can't. They don't know what to do. And one of the ways that they do respond, because little boys in short trousers with brains the size of a pea have really, in many ways, only one way to react if they react at all, and that's they pull the bloody taser out. Because, you know, their perceived omnipotence and power is being challenged. No, this is why when you see extreme versions of these people, they'll pull someone over, a driver, and all the driver will say is, well, quote me the law that says you can do this. And out comes the taser and the guy's on the floor. It's because they're computer programs and they have nowhere to go in terms of treating a situation on its merits in the moment based on the information before them. That takes mind, consciousness, and a computer program cannot act that.
All right, I want to go to some calls here, David, but what do you see in 2013 with everything accelerating? What are you on the lookout for? What are you predicting?
Well, you know, we are in this race, as I symbolically call it, between two things. Is the awakening going to reach the point where the House of Cards comes down before the House of Cards is so cemented together that it's very, very difficult to bring it down? This is why they are panicking in trying to push this on as fast as possible. Because, you know, what we're seeing now is not something that is moving along at a consistent rate, a consistent speed, if you like. I mean, you've just indicated the speed that this Orwellian stuff is coming in all its forms. But the awakening of people is speeding up as well. And every time it speeds up, it's speeding up from a higher level of starting point because of the greater numbers of people who are already there. Now, let me use this as an analogy, because I think it's really really apt. If you have a dam and it's holding back a body of water, that water can take a very, very long time to undermine the dam to the point where cracks start to appear and you actually see it's being undermined. But the time difference between the cracks appearing and the dam collapsing is very, very much shorter and narrower than it took to start the cracks in the first place. And what we are at now, I would suggest, in undermining this, exposing it, and bringing it to an end, is we're at the end of the beginning. We have had this long period where, from a starting point of zilch, in my case, about 25 nil down in football terms, we have reached this point where there is incredible numbers of people are awakening on different levels to this compared with when it started out.
We've come from behind or now even.
Yeah, now we're at the point symbolically in this analogy I'm using, Alex, where we can see the cracks in the dam. Now we need to push on and not think that it's going to take the same period again that we've been through to have the same effect. No, the effect is going to get quicker and quicker and quicker in shorter amounts of time.
And everyone can feel it and see it. Here's the problem. The empire is going to strike back. So how do we attack even stronger with the truth to overshoot their next attack so that we jump to the point that's not within their next target grid? How do we outjump them?
Well, we become conscious. We move our point of, I mean, this may sound trite, couldn't care less, because it's actually true. If we get caught in hating these people, if we get caught in physically violently fighting them, then we are playing in their stadium. You see, if you want to feed off human emotional energy of violence and fear and terror and what have you, then when what you've done to generate that, let me give you an example, what they've done in Greece to generate that incredible emotional trauma that the Greek people are going through, then it's even better if they react with violence to your endeavors, what you've done to them, because now you've got twice the energy being generated. They don't mind if we fight them, as long as it's not in too greater numbers. They don't mind that. It's lunch. But what we need to do is not fight them, not get pulled into their stadium.
Oh, no, I agree. They want to start a civil war in the United States between these, quote, security services and the population. And instead, we need to go out with the information and wake up the programs and turn them back into humans. We need to be reaching out aggressively to wake up their minions, because they're victims of the Matrix as well.
Yeah, the thing is, we need not to play in the stadium of violence and stuff that we're talking about, because that's their stadium. That's what they want. We need to play this awakening transformation out in the stadium in which it's actually coming from, which is human perception of reality. And this is why it's so important, when we put this information out about what the plan is and what the agenda is that they want to introduce, that we do never give the impression that it's a done deal and it's going to happen. It's just information to alert people to what's wanted so we can stop what's wanted happening. And we have the power to do that. I mean,
no, I agree. But we have to wake them up to the three senses level of manipulation first, so they know it's a lie, so we can then show them the next phase of what is the truth.
Well, that's why throughout my time of doing this, in my books and talks and whenever I've talked about it, I've also always done the both, because I think one without the other is an imbalance. You know, if we don't do it, this is why, you know, people with Oh, don't talk to me about the conspiracy. It's negative. No, no. Understanding knowledge is never negative. Ignorance is negative, and that's not about ignoring or not wanting to hear negative stuff. That's about escapism from what's really going on.
All right, we've only got two short segments left with David. We're going to take your phone call straight ahead with David Icke. Well, it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Alex Jones here, back live, joining us from England. David Icke joins us, and here we are on this globe spinning through space. It's supposedly the end of the world right now, but it's not. Again, they always want you to think it's the end of the world. They mean the end of the world for you, the end of the world for you controlling your own destiny or believing you can affect the world around you. The social engineers want you to sit down and just implode. I want to take some of these calls that are holding for David Icke, but David, you said you have a quote for us.
Yeah, just one thing I quickly wanted to say, Alex. When I was just before the break, I was talking about, you know, the spiritual, so-called spiritual stuff, or don't talk about the negative conspiracy. That's an imbalance. But if we talk about only the five-sense level of the conspiracy and not the deeper levels of the nature of reality from which that five-sense level can be understood from a much greater understanding, that's an imbalance as well. Now, this is a quote by George Carlin, the great George Carlin, who said this. Did you ever stop to think about all the people we kill? They're always the people who tell us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Gandhi, Lincoln, Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Medgar Evans, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam, right in the head. Apparently, we're not ready for that. Well, we are ready for that, George. It's that which is manipulating society doesn't want us to be ready for that, because that means that the life force on which they feed is removed. And that's why the massively at the heart of this revolution is to start to love each other and care for each other, not in a I love you and you know all that stuff and that kind of version of love, but a true love which is, you know, more the love that you see in friendship, unconditional love, and love in its true sense stands and will not move and will not budge, because love in its true sense will always do what it knows to be right with consequences not even considered, because anything that could be considered not doing what you know to be right is simply not in the psyche of love in its true sense. This is the power that will bring this down.
Well, David, then there's the counterfeit of Obama running drone attacks everywhere, and then he says the answer is love. There's also always the counterfeit as well, where they say, be loving, turn your guns into us, we come in peace.
Oh, Alex, I mean, I don't know how long we've got here, but I mean, I could talk about this. You've talked twice here about counterfeiting, and you've talked about deceit, right? Well, you know, there is an area of research that I've been pulling together for some time, and that is common themes. I always find it very compelling when I see very different peoples and very different sources coming to the same conclusions and talking about the same things. And there is a force which is described in precisely the same way by ancient Gnostics, they call them the Archons, by the pre-Islamic Arabians, and Islam picked it up, the jinn. They call them in Central America the flyers. The Christians call them the demons, and so on and so forth. And when you look at what he said about these, let's look at what the Gnostic writings from 2,000 years ago say about these Archons, that they are they're energetic beings, but with a mentality that's robot-like and what we would call computer-like. They do not have the ability for what the Gnostics called intentionality, what I will translate as creative imagination. It's like, try to get a computer to create something. You can't. You have to put in the information to create through it. It can't do it scratch. And so we humans have creative imagination. Thus, to create the world that they want, which is this Orwellian nightmare, and then some, they have to get us to use our creative imagination to create it. And that's why they're programming constantly.
Stay there. This is important. Call's coming up.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we'll cover all the latest 2012 news, get into the unprecedented. I mean, I can't believe I'm here calmly talking about mainstream news, governors saying, we're just going to make you turn all your guns in and we'll give you money for them. That's Cuomo in New York. I mean, these people are really making their move. And again, they don't need to really convince everybody to turn their guns in. They need to convince us that other people were convinced, so it's somehow okay in a democracy instead of a republic. Now, David's going to stay with us 20 more minutes so we can take your calls, and I appreciate that. He wants to finish the point he was just getting at when I mentioned the term counterfeit. Continue.
Yeah, I'll use the... I'll use the instance of this force that these Gnostic writings from 2,000 years ago called the Archons. But in saying that, this is what is said by these others too. So we have a real common theme here across different religions and different cultures and different times. And let's look at what they say about the Archons. First of all, they can be described, the Gnostics said, in one word, deceivers. Their method of manipulation is deception. They are mind parasites, and they parasite off human energy, and they parasite off the human mind and manipulate the human mind. This is the Christian perception of possession, which is true. These things exist. These energetic fields, energetic entities, they lock into people at the electromagnetic field level and then start dictating through that the perceptions and the behavior of the possessed person. They talk about the Gnostics that the Archons are able to create something that they call HAL, H-A-L, which translates as, wait for it, virtual realities. They have the ability to make people see things that aren't actually there. How do they do that? By manipulating the way that people construct reality in the few cubic centimeters at the back of the brain. That's how. And this is the other thing that has been mentioned already today. And another thing on the real top list of what the Archons do and how they do it is they invert everything. They turn everything on its head. So when Obama talks about love, he's talking about hate. You've got to turn everything they say upside down to see what they're saying. This is why Satanists, who in their rituals are worshipping and interacting with these archontic entities, invert everything. They invert the cross. They invert the pentagram.
They're turning women into men and men into non-entities. Everything is turned upside down.
Is why this is the force, and these hybrid bloodlines, which is why these families and elite families and bloodlines are so obsessed with bloodline, have a hybrid genetics, i.e., a hybrid energetic field, which is much closer to the energetic field of these archontic entities.
And by the way, whether that was true or not, all over their writings, as you know, David, even BBC articles, the elite believe they are a separate species. They say this.
A separate species because they have been specifically created on the body level to be energetically, vibrationally, frequency-wise, closely connected to these archontic entities that operate outside of human sight, so that the possession of these bloodlines is able to be far more powerful and total than it is of the general population, although it happens with the general population as well, as we know. So when you're looking at the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the British royal family and all these people, you are looking at these archontic entities incarnated in you.
It'd be like if I had a remote control robot, or when they send the Mars rover to Mars, it's being run from Houston.
no empathy, they have no conscience, and that they are running this whole society to bring about an end of total human control. And those vast majority of people, because there's, compared with 7 billion, these people, these bloodlines are so few. The vast majority of people who are bringing it in for
Stay there. We got to go to break. It's David Icke.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Final segment with David Icke. Take a few calls as promised. And then I will get into the unbelievable news breaking today at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Drudge Report is carrying two of the articles. In fact, I want to raise this now for David. David, what do you make of the Communist Chinese official government with quotes like, it is time to have a war against your gun owners. It is time to take all the guns. The Russian media is saying do that. This new UN treaty. I mean, global government is out in the open. And then they have these weirdo, fake liberal, who are just really monstrous eugenicists, talk show hosts come out and say, there's no world government. I mean, we've now reached a point where the government admits in the New York Times they run Al-Qaeda to make fathers suicide bomb or they'll kill their family. And they say, isn't that good? And isn't it good the CIA's torturing people, including children? And then separately, we got to search you, though, because Al-Qaeda might be hiding in your pants at the airport. And then they're like, oh, yeah, the communist Chinese own our debt. And they say we've got to turn our guns in. I mean, it really is getting over the top now. And what is that where they announce world government in hundreds of newspapers, but then if you talk about it, the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL say you must be a terrorist. I mean, what is this propaganda? This is propaganda I would design, David, to wake people up against me. But instead, it actually works on people.
Yeah, there's a few things in there. First of all, there's one thing telling people almost in a subconscious way that, yes, we want world government, because most people don't actually focus on the facts. They get an image of something. But there's another thing on alerting the conscious mind to it. And you see, when it's in newspapers and it's there and the mass of stuff and yeah, world government, oh, yeah, whatever, what else is going on today? But when you focus it, as you know, people like we do and many others like us around the world, when you focus it and say, hey, look, here's the facts. They want world government. That's different. Because that's talking directly to the conscious mind. It's alerting the conscious mind to it. And then people can start to see it and put the stuff together. But if it stays in the subconscious mind as some kind of just part of the maze of information that people receive all the time, then it could just pass them by.
David, I got to say this. You really are amazing because there's really no one else I talk to that really gets it. That was my answer, and that's exactly what I know they're doing. They have a background noise of world government. Yeah, we're going to sterilize you. Yeah, cancer viruses in the vaccine. Yeah, they gave 60-something thousand kids polio in India, Bill Gates Foundation. But it's just kind of buried like it's no big deal. They put this incredible stuff in there like it's not a problem. Yeah, the CIA tortures kids in front of their parents. It's to fight the terrorist. Exactly. It's meant to subconsciously just be peppered in there. But when we connect the dots and say, this is really bad, they go, oh, you crazy man. There's no world government. I mean, what you just said, the way you crystallized it, that is exactly it. They are targeting the unconscious mass.
Yeah, and the thing is that when you are in a situation, the word you've just mentioned, and there may be some background noise, if you're concentrating on what you're doing, you might not hear it. And then suddenly someone will say to you, hey, can you hear that background noise? And you stop and you listen. Oh, yeah. Now, from that moment on, you can't really concentrate because all you can hear is background noise because the conscious mind's been alerted to it. And thus now it's hearing what he couldn't hear before. And this is what this information is doing. And in terms of Russia and China, this is, again, very straightforward. I've just been talking about this archontic force. Which possesses people. This is the force that is, the Tristans call demons and all the rest of it, that is behind all this. And it doesn't just possess people in America, in the White House. It does it in the Kremlin. It does it in Downing Street. It does it in Westminster. It does it in the Chinese.
And again, even if you don't believe in God, the devil, spiritualism, the point is, if you look how the bankers are set up, they're playing all the countries off against each other while exempting themselves from their very rules. And that's why it's the globalists running China, Russia, and the U.S., and Iran, and Israel, running us all into each other, because the goal is hurt humanity, dumb people down. Don't let children ever develop into their intelligence. Hold humanity back. So even if it isn't physically real, it doesn't matter. Whatever this dark force is manifesting to destroy and hold back humanity.
All these people, Alex, running all these major countries of the world, most of the countries of the world, maybe even all of them, but certainly the vast majority, with maybe one or two exceptions, but these people, China, Russia, played off against America and Europe and NATO and the Cold War and what's going on now. They're all on the same team. This is what the penny needs to drop. And interestingly, you just mentioned something else, the banking system. Well, one of the things that is a common theme of these Archon, Jin, et cetera, is that they are parasites. They parasite off the energy and efforts and creative imagination.
The devil is never a maker.
No, no. So what have I just described? I've just described the banking system. The banking system creates nothing. It feeds off the creative imagination and energy of the population.
That's well, here's an example. Just like you said, it's like YouTube. It doesn't create anything itself. You go make it. You go put your content on it, and then it acts like you've got a favor to even be there when it's totally parasitic.
Yes, and look at Facebook. It's demanding joint copyright of anything you post. That is the parasiting of human creative energy. Archontic. This is the key to understanding it all.
Wait, I'll go further. They're now saying they actually own it, some of them, and you don't have rights to what you...
It's classic. I mean, that's just another version of the banking system.
It's unbelievable, David. And again, I remember first reading one of your books like 18 years ago. I think it was your first book. And my cousin, Buckley Hammond, said, you got to read this. This guy knows what's going on. My cousin is just really, really intelligent. And I read it and I said, well, some of this is true, but this guy's a lunatic. And you know, I said a few things like that 17 years ago on the air, and I've apologized. Doesn't mean I totally, none of us are right about everything, but I know that you're really onto something. And because I'm hearing about all this occultism and all this stuff. I mean, when I snuck into Bohemian Grove 12 years ago, I was still so naive. I thought when Channel 4 paid me to sneak in because they were too scared to do it, because I'd snuck into some military bases, so they thought, well, you'll sneak into this. And I thought it was all made up. I didn't think elites were really devil-worshipping. Really, yeah. 12 years ago, David, I didn't even know that. So, you know, and then I've done research since then and found out whether it's real or not. Every one of these stinking high-level elites believes they are communicating at Skull and Bones and everywhere else with fallen angels.
That's another name that's given to them. Yes, absolutely. That's another of their many aliases.
But that's what I'm saying. Folks, on record, the elite, they really do believe in this. Whether it's real or not, you could say that from a psychological perspective, they are manifesting this idea in their mind, and then they're building it in the real world. But it doesn't matter either way. It's happening. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is real. It is true. And what they're doing, you see, we talk about the extreme rituals of Satanism, where they directly interact with these entities and they create energetic fields that allow these entities to slip through into our reality. I've talked to endless people around the world who've seen it. But in the secret society rituals, let's take the Freemasons, these rituals are not there just for a laugh. They're there because they create a certain energetic field that allows possession to take place more powerfully. Now, vast majority of people that enter the Freemasons and enter the secret society network at the lower levels have no clue, and they're not consciously part of this. They're not. They might use it for a bit of stuff in, you know, good business and stitching up something in the town or whatever, but they don't know the big picture. But but the rituals, oh, do this and do that. And, oh, no, it's just ancient rituals. We're just keeping the tradition going and all that stuff. No, the reason they're doing the same rituals now that they were doing thousands of years ago is because the rituals work in doing what the outcome is designed to be, which is to increase the possession of people. And the more people become possessed, especially if they're in politics and stuff like that, the more the archontic entities are dictating and dominating their behavior and decisions. And this is why you get people who may genuinely come into politics. You see it all over the world. I've seen it in England, who genuinely want to make a difference. And they come into it, and then you see them transform into everything and more that they came in. They said they wanted to come into challenge because the energy's got them. And this is what's happening. And this is why these people work as one unit. Pedophilia is about using the pedophile to draw off the life force of the prepubescent child, because these archontic entities want that energy more than anything else. That's why you find pedophilia absolutely rife, along with Satanism, in these elite bloodlines. It's all the same bottom line if you research it.
And now look how, I mean, you said a decade ago that Savelle was doing this from your BBC contacts because you worked there, and now it's all mainstream news, and he's best buddies, you know, with the royal family, and they're constantly finding dead bodies of kids and women on the royal estates, and it's just always swept under the rug. I mean,
the royal family are practicing Satanists. I mean, I don't, apart from knocking on Buckingham Palace and saying it face to face, I couldn't have said it more often in more places in this country. They are practicing Satanists. They are child.
What is the what does the Bible say? It says that the royalty of the earth, you know, I mean that the devil's going to give them the power. That's their minions. I mean,
see, this is it, Alex. Why are they royal families? They talk about having the divine right to rule. What is the divine right to rule from their perspective? It is their genetics. It is DNA. That's why we have a woman who's the head of state and the real power, top of the power structure in this country, who is there only because of her bloodline. And the Eastern establishment families of the United States are the same bloodlines, as are the European aristocracy and their richer elite and corporate elite. They are the same bloodline. It's just that somewhere a crown and humanity reached a point where they weren't going to have that, or most of them weren't. So they moved from crowns and coronets into dark suits, and that's the only thing that's changed. But they're the same bloodline, and the reason they are called royal bloodlines is because of this hybrid bloodline, which makes them different to the rest of the population genetically, and thus. If you look through ancient accounts of these people, in all, whether it's the you know, the emperors of China or whatever, they talk about they are special because they are descended and are genetically connected to what they perceive as the gods. It's not the divine as most people perceive divine. No, no, quite demonstrably, it is their gods that they worship, this archontic force. That's where they say that they are connected to, and that's why they say they have the right to rule.
Let's take a few calls here. I'm skipping this network break, and then we're going to come back after David leaves us and cover nothing but news. Let's talk to TJ calling in from Minnesota, listening on WWCR shortwave. Go ahead, TJ.
Alex Emery and David, by God, I thought my Christmas was smashed to pieces when my beagle hound died on 10 December. But now I get to talk to David Icke. And if there was ever a man of two or three centuries, his name just happens to be David Icke, in my humble.
Well, you're on the air with him right now. You're on with Von Helsing right now. Go ahead.
I've only got one of your videos, David. It's the one, your Oxford dissertation.
Right.
How does David Icke explain flesh and blood over illusion, and what is illusory? Because illusion is illusory. And I think you do believe in flesh and blood. We got three Englishmen talking here right now. We got a Jones. I'm not going to give you my last name. And I.
Okay. Well, let him answer that question, brother. Sorry about your dog. Dogs are certainly sweet, good little creatures. David, comment on that.
Well, on my website is the full event from the Wembley Arena just a few weeks ago. And in the first 2 hours, 2.5 hours of what is a 10.5 hour, 11 hour event, I explain all this stuff in great detail about the nature of reality, because to understand that is then to understand the world. What we live in is not a flesh and blood reality. It appears to be. It's a holographic reality. It's an illusory reality. And this is not just me saying this. If you look at quantum physics I'll give you another quick example. I've been saying for a long time now, amazing as it may seem, that actually we living in the equivalent of a virtual reality computer program. And that we are being fed artificial information into the decoding sectors of the mind, the brain, and we are decoding this fake reality. Now, all these years later, a science team at the University of Bonn in Germany has come out and said, we think this is what it is. And they are building a version of the universe to prove it. And what they say that actually, when you look at the laws of that we believe in, it actually makes sense from those laws of physics that actually we are in some kind of advanced computer program. And so the world is so not like we think it is. And it's so important that while we deal, yes, with the five sense level of it, we need to do that. That's what we're interacting with all the time.
Sure, we got to jump to other calls. Great points. We got to
from the bigger picture to fully understand it.
Well, I mean, just look at the planet. Third rock out from the sun, a tiny, thin atmosphere, about as thin as the skin of an apple, of oxygen that we can even breathe. I mean, we are already in the middle of a fantastic existence, and 7 billion people living on this globe are mainly getting the reality off of an artificial television that can twist and spin things. And if you look at the messages, it's so destructive, so much of it, and it is bent towards negativity and ugliness. And I've always seen it from the perspective to make us weak, because if we see beauty and love and honor, that has been shown to bring us into higher levels of just basic IQ, so that you're then aware of larger horizons. But as David is...
Two things very quickly, Alex. Yeah, you know, one of the other things that they say about the archons in these Gnostic writings, it's that they are about creating ugliness.
Yes.
And look at it. You're right.
You're right. Ugliness everywhere. Let's go to Scott in Florida wants to ask David Icke about Satan worship. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, I've actually been on hold for a little bit, so I kind of changed the subject of my question. David Icke, I'm a huge fan. I've read your book since I was 16 years old. I'm 22 now. But let me just make these quick points, and I'll take my answers off the air. One,
okay.
What advice exactly would you suggest to the average, not the average person, because I know we're not average people, but what advice would you suggest to, just for lack of a better term, the average person to kind of let his peers or whatever remember exactly where humanity comes from and get that and reach that point of reconnected awareness with the true self, because we all know love does not abandon. And another thing is the fact that what can we do to become, you know, active? For instance, Facebook. I mean, I want to move beyond Facebook, but I've created a Facebook page, which I don't want to say the name, but it reaches about almost a million people.
Well, that's fantastic. Can you tell us your question for David? I just asked for quick questions.
Pretty much, what advice would you suggest to the average person to reconnect humanity with their awareness? And also, I just wanted to know if you were familiar with the products of longevity and stuff like that, because I'm aware that you actually suffered with rheumatoid arthritis a couple of years ago. And I know a lot of people like Joel Wallach and Ben.
Yeah, a lot of that can be mineral or vitamin deficiencies. Yeah, I should send David some of that. David, in there, what's the easiest way to snap somebody out of their trance?
Well, it depends on the person, really. I mean, all you can do is put information in front of people in the simplest way, non-aggressively, not trying to convince them, just another version of reality to look at. And then they make of it what they will. It's as simple as that. But from a personal point of view, the key for me is to stop having your point of self-identity as your name, your job, your life history. That's your experience, right? That's your experience for a 70 years and 10 or whatever it is, within a tiny frequency band called visible light. That is not you. That's your experience. You are infinite awareness having that experience. When you move your, I know this from personal and the experience of many other people. When you move your point of observation of self from I am, you know, Fred Jones to I am infinite awareness, having an experience as Fred Jones, you then become in this world in terms of your interacting with it, you know, physically, for want of a word, but you're not of this world in terms of the point of observation.
Well,
self.
Exactly. But to give people
everything changes then, Alex. Everything
does.
Changes. Everything shifts.
But to give and people something simple. Sure, David.
Your sense of power, your sense of personal power absolutely explodes when you do that.
Well, and that's, you know, that's the big horizon, just on a basic level. A lot of times when you tell somebody or give somebody some info, they're not going to wake up on the spot. It's like David said, no. Where the dam doesn't even have cracks yet, but it's going to collapse. You've just got to try to wake folks up and move on and not even worry about so much the pre-programming you get back. That's just because they're victimized. They've been programmed. Don't let that get to you. Don't receive that information. Give them your info like they're a patient and move on to the next person. Jay in Florida has a David Icke 2012 question. Got to move quick, brother. Go ahead.
Hi. I think that last thing, I think as time moves on, more and more people are going to really wake up anyway because of all the things that are really happening. It's really coming out in the open. But really, for David Icke, do you think that this 2012 thing, I see it so much on TV, this 2012 thing, it's so in our faces. They want us to think that the world is ending, or either that, or they want
to... And you notice they're doing it in concert with the Sandy Hook thing, which has been made a global hysteria. It's the idea, the end of your children being safe, only government will keep them safe. It's all coordinated. Go ahead, David.
Very quickly on the Sandy Hook thing, this is a quick aside, but I think it's an important one. Satanism is actually Saturnism. One of the key things they do is they worship the planet. Actually, it's a dwarf sun called Saturn. And in ancient Rome, they in the period running up to what we call Christmas, they had Saturnalia, which was the worship of their god Saturn, just as the Greeks worship the god Saturn as the god Kronos. And it's in this symbolically obsessed, subconscious manipulation obsessed arena that these people work in. It's absolutely no accident that yesterday NASA released a grotesquely dark image of Saturn, saying it was to celebrate the holiday of 2012, which is what to them it's the Saturnalia holiday of 2012. And of course, this period we're moving into, Alex, now, and we're actually in moving now towards Christmas, is one of the great Satanism.
Of course, it is. David Icke, amazing.
All right, and yes, Christmas is a day of the pagans, not a day to celebrate the birth of Messiah. Actually, the real day to celebrate his birth would be during the biblical Feast of Tabernacles. But anyways, it's time to close the show. I thank you for all your listenership. I hope you all who celebrate Christmas have a wonderful pagan high holy day to memorialize an ancient Roman idol and not the Messiah who died for your sins. Anyways, please don't encourage your children to pray to false idols for toys. It's not cute to teach your kids the practice of idolatry. Anyways, if you like the show, please subscribe to all of our services. You can find those at podcast, TalkShoe, and sermon.com. You can also like our Facebook and follow us on our Twitter at Vigilante News. And you can send us your comments and questions at VigilanteNewsPress@Yahoo.com or our forum. That is VigilanteNewsPress@Yahoo.com or forum at VigilanteNewsPress.com. Also, let us know if you'd like to be a guest and talk on our show. Anyways, thank you all again, and y'all bless, and take it easy. Bye.
Too comfortable to face it. Your lives are so incomplete. And nothing and no one can replace it. Say. repair.